School and city leaders in San Francisco are considering opening a temporary shelter for homeless students and their families in the gym of a public school. The proposal is said to be the first of its kind. San Francisco Supervisor Hillary Ronan proposed the idea. Supervisor Ronan, welcome to Here and Now.
Nice to be here with you.
Is the homeless problem getting so bad in San Francisco that it's come to this, opening up a homeless shelter in a gym?
Well, unfortunately, it is. It's not just in San Francisco. You know, years of failed housing policy coming out of Washington, the failure to invest in housing for our lowest income working families have got us to where we are today, where in the San Francisco Unified School District, there are over 2,000 children that are homeless or extremely housing insecure, meaning, you know, they might be sleeping on someone's couch or doubled or tripled up in a one-room SRO, single residency occupancy hotel room, that type of insecure housing situation.
And as you point out, San Francisco isn't alone. This is a problem across the nation. The National Center on Family Homelessness found that in 2013, about one in every 30 children was homeless. I mean, the focus of schools should be teaching and learning. And if you're homeless, that becomes a heck of a lot harder, yes?
Absolutely. And this was not my idea. I was actually visiting Buena Vista Horace Mann on a tour because I have a five-year-old who's entering kindergarten, and it's one of my top choices of schools. And when I was there, the vice principal pulled me aside and said, you know, we have 64 children in our school that are housing insecure, and several of these children have come up to me or our principal and asked if they could sleep in the gym at night. And she went on to tell me how difficult it is for these children to concentrate in class, that they are absent way more than housing secure students. And so it was the students themselves who, you know, by asking if they could stay in the school overnight, that gave the vice principal and the principal the idea. Mm. And so that's when they approached me and we started working to make it a reality.
Buena Vista Horace Mann is a K-8 school in the Mission District. I mean, how would this work? Would the gym be set up at night with cots and pillows and be taken down in the morning before school? Talk about how this might work.
This would be a fully funded program by the city of San Francisco. So we would contract out with a family shelter operator. So it wouldn't be any school district staff or funding that would set up an emergency overnight program every night in the school gym. There's enough space for about 60 beds, and they would be cots that are stored during the day. There would be a hot meal for all of the individuals that are staying there. And one thing I want to emphasize is this overnight program will only be for students who attend Buena Vista Horace Mann and their families. So we're not bringing anybody from outside the school community into the school.
Some parents at the school, while they said they're empathetic to this plight of homeless students, have raised concerns about logistics and safety and are saying that the school just needs major repairs and isn't ready. What's your response to that?
We are taking all of the parents' concerns very seriously. We are working with the principal, and I've been looking to try to get some private investment to do all of the repairs that, you know, parents are worried about. Some of them are directly related to this overnight program, and some are just separate.
Supervisor Ronan, kids can be pretty cruel. Are you worried at all about the potential stigma kids might face at school for sleeping in the gym, a sort of those are the homeless kids kind of cruelty?
Sure. That was my first concern when this idea was brought to me. It was my first question. When I asked that question to the teachers and the administrators at the school, what they told me is that that is not a concern of theirs. We'll see what happens if this becomes a reality. But that is just not their concern, which I found very surprising.
What about those who say schools are already asked to do an awful lot? Adding homeless shelter to their list is pretty tough.
So, you know, in an ideal world, this absolutely would not be necessary. And I certainly have made it my top priority to be fighting at the state and federal level for a much greater investment in basic human right need to housing in local communities. But until that happens, this is a much better alternative than having kids sleep on the streets, in their cars, on people's couches in potentially dangerous situations like they are doing now.
Hillary Ronan is a city supervisor in San Francisco. She's been speaking with us about her proposal to turn a gym at a K-8 public school in the city into a temporary homeless shelter for students and their families. Supervisor Ronan, thank you.
Thank you so much.